Alrighty, good morning and welcome back here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday. Going to be another warmer one today. We're looking at a high right around 70 today for Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. And we do have a bunch of events we talked about with Lisa Wilson here a couple of minutes ago. But right now, we have some guests in the studio. We have Jacob Williamson, Kelsey Watkins, and Alexis McMillan. Good morning, everyone. You're going to talk about NATO Fest, right?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good to have you in. So first of all, we've got Jacob and Kelsey, you're community health workers with the school district, and Alexis, you're a student service coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how did you, first of all, I want to go over, like, what is NATO Fest and how did you actually get involved in it?
All right. So we have been working on our district strategic plan. We're in our third year, and one of the goals for this year was parent and community engagement. And so, after COVID, not having a lot of face-to-face contact with our families, we wanted to host an event on campus to have an informal good time and to just kind of highlight the successes that we're having, educate people on some of the things and motives or theories of why we do what we do. So there will be presenters there that are talking about kind of function of behavior. So why do kids do what they do? We'll have Robert Stiles from KU, and that is the partner for the community health workers. So he'll talk about community health and how the community health workers can integrate into or help with a family and their needs. There will be child nutrition there to discuss. We have gone with a new way of feeding the kids, the scratch cooking, and so she'll be there to kind of talk about the importance of nutrition and how that helps students be, you know, the best learners they can be. We also have our pediatrician, Dr. Grunewald, and Morgan Baxter is one of our providers through the CHC, talking about just kind of like our school clinics and how school health impacts our learners. And then Lindsay McKenna will be that presenter talking about function of behavior. And then Michelle Van Winkle will be there from Ford County Mental Health talking about how mental health impacts our students.
Well, that's going to be great. And there's just a lot going on, and of course, you know, this is going to be anyone is welcome, you know, like the community of parents, that sort of thing, you know, to be
Absolutely.
Able to come check this out.
Yeah, and it's not just because it's at CES, we want to make it clear it's not just for elementary students and families, it's for pre-K to 12th grade.
Sure, no, absolutely. Jacob and Kelsey, I guess, what is your role in this event?
I think a big thing for us is just because we are extensions of the school out in the community, getting the parents to come in and see all the organizations that we work with, and then just all the people, I guess, in the school that want to see their students, kids, everyone succeed. But we've just kind of helped Alexis and a couple of our school counselors kind of put this together, get the word out there, and get people to actually buy in and come. So we've got Four County, we've got a bunch of the banks. I know I'm leaving off so many people
because
it's a huge long list.
Montgomery County Wellness Coalition, the Extension Office, Boys and Girls Club, the library. We just are really happy with the response from the community.
Yeah,
people want to be there and shown up.
Reached out to several people in the community, and just them being so willing to participate has been great.
No, that is awesome. And of course, you know, anytime we have an event like this, it is really neat when all those different partners step up and help to make this a success. And two, I mean, I would imagine that this, you know, people obviously gather at sporting events and that sort of thing, especially on like the middle school and high school level. But this, you know, being kind of across the district, it sounds to me like it's just a little bit of a different, you know, atmosphere to gather in and get some information, because like you do have these different presenters. So what is, I guess, you know, the importance of an event like this? You know, have you seen other districts trying this sort of thing in different schools, or I guess kind of what is any thoughts on that?
Yeah. So the initial idea came from a conference that we attended last year, and a district north of Topeka hosted something called the Mental Health Matters event. And so that was kind of our, you know, beginning of this journey. And, you know, we kind of had to push it back a couple of times just because it is such a big undertaking, but we're finally here and excited about that.
Well, and of course, too, you know, this goes into, you know, obviously a school exists to educate the students, but there is a, you know, physical and mental health aspect. And I think this is, seems to be what it's kind of tapping into. Would that be a correct statement, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, what else should people know about this? We've got the date of February 25th, 9:30 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. You know, anything else that people should know about this as we kind of get towards the event?
We're also feeding everybody, so
there's that's a draw.
There's breakfast provided, and then there will also be lunch provided as well.
I think a huge thing too is a lot of times when you're a parent, you think, oh, what am I going to do with my kids? But we will have a lot of activities. We have kind of the entire CES gym, along with basketball, soccer, a bunch of different games. We have a lot of volunteers that will be leading games or kind of just making sure everyone's in the gym doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then we also have Boys and Girls Club, like we mentioned. They're giving us a few staff to help us kind of lead those games and watch those kids.
So what I'm hearing is just bring the whole family.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It really is a good event. And, you know, I know that this sort of thing doesn't put itself on. So we were talking off air. I mean, you were working kind of on your in-service day yesterday to get some stuff prepped for it. So I do thank you, you know, for all of that. So anything else that that people should know is we, you know, February 25th, I mean, it's this Saturday. It's coming right up.
Yeah. So when you get there, you will get a bag that has some materials and books that are centered towards, you know, kind of that social emotional learning, mental health aspect. And then you will get a raffle card, and it'll explain it there, but you'll get some stamps, and then you'll be eligible for prizes. And we do have some really amazing prizes that are possible because of our sponsors. We have a TV, AirPods, tablets, a vacuum cleaner.
Hey,
we're just trying to meet the needs of everyone in the family. So,
well, and that's great. And you know, you all, with the, kind of the specific work you do, you get to see some of those needs that we do have here in Coffeyville and the surrounding communities. So. And so we have lots of parking available at CES. Uh-huh. So you can just go, is there a particular door that people need to go in or the main entrance?
If they're familiar with the building and know where the multipurpose room or the lunchroom is, but we'll have something designating those doors.
Okay, sure. Cause some people may only be familiar with the middle school or the high school, that sort of thing. So, all
absolutely.
Right. Well, anything else to add as we wrap up here?
No, I think we just want to thank our sponsors and volunteers. This is only possible because we have had cash donations, food donations, and then people willing to give up time on a Saturday to come and join us and help out.
Yeah. So one more time, let's run over just real quick the dates and times for people. They get to write that down.
Okay. So this Saturday, February 25th, our event will begin at 9:30 and will conclude at 12:30. And we'll have speakers, presenters throughout. And we'll have a schedule there on Saturday that you get when you walk in so you aren't confused. The cafeteria, the hallways will all be labeled so you know where you're going. You're not just walking around aimlessly.
Sure.
I think that's...
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob, Kelsey, Alexis, thank you so much for coming in today. I mean, this is a really great event, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And have a good rest of your day. And hey, when we return, we have a look at the news, and then we also have Open Line on the way here on KGGF.